Amen. You guys can be seated for a moment. Just like to welcome you to PCC in the Park. And you know, what's really cool is that every year, once a year, we take some time out to do a little bit something as a church, what God wants us to do as individuals. But before we go any further, I just want to kind of just pray for our time here. So if you guys can just, if you guys are talking, just kind of hold up for a second as we pray and commit this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this day. Lord, as I share what you've laid on my heart, Lord, I pray that hearts will be blessed and challenged, Lord, and we'll have a good time today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You know, as I mentioned before, like, we do this once a year where we leave all the work and all the stuff that the setup and tear down that we do in church, and we come out here and do what it is that we believe that as individuals we're supposed to do. You know, in Genesis, in Genesis 1 and 2, God told us when he created us, he's like, he created us, he says, you guys got to work. You guys know this, you guys got to work. If you want to eat, you got to work. If you want to live life, you got to work. And whether you're in school or not, you just got to work. That's just kind of the way it is. But God also knew something. He knew that the way that he wired us, that we would always want to work more. Well, some of us anyway, than we're supposed to work. And so he built in a system. He built in a system that says that, hey, I'm going to protect you because not only do I want you to work, but I want you to enjoy life. There was a guy who spoke at PCC a few years ago, well, actually last year, and he spoke at camp. He called it to be healthy, happy, and high on life. And so that's what God wants for all of us, to be healthy, to be happy, and to be high on life. And so God set out a plan, and he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to cushion your work in a period of rest. And he said that, really, when you rest, there's a number of things that happen. You get to press the pause button. You get to shut down. You get to recharge, and you get to restart. You get to pause, shut down, recharge, restart. Pause, shut down, recharge, restart. And he says that, you know, when you do this, all right, you'll be happier, you're healthier, and you'll feel better about life. And he himself established this pattern in the Bible. When creation started, God worked for like 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he rested. And so God established this pattern of like a weekly rest. And you know, as I was thinking about this week, and I was thinking about kind of what to share with you guys, you know, while we're at the park and we're looking around. And as I was thinking about this, a thought occurred to me that said, if you lived in a kingdom, you lived in a kingdom and the king said to you, hey, here's what I want you to do. I want to create a city that is the perfect city. It'll be everything that you ever wanted in a city. You get to design the city. You can get to design the streets. You can get to design the buildings. You can get to design everything. You get to design the laws. But you can only have 10 laws because I want it to be simple. I want people to remember these laws. So you get to make a perfect city, the perfect society, the perfect environment, everything you ever wanted, but you only get 10 laws. What laws would you do? So I was thinking that, you know, I would, and I'm sure you guys would too, I would do don't kill. That's a good law. I'd say don't lie. I'm like, you know, don't lie, you know, don't cheat. Don't cheat on your taxes. Don't cheat on your spouse. I would say all of that. But one thing I don't know if I would say is, I'm going to make a law that you got to get rest. I only have 10 laws. I don't know if I'd make a law that says, you must take rest. But God kind of did that. He's like, no, it's really, really important that you take that rest. And so he said, all right, the end of 7 days, and the end of 6 days, you need to take a rest. And he established that patterns in crops. And he told the Jewish people back then, he's like, look, if you want to have the best crops in the world, you need to work the land for 6 years. And then on the seventh year, you need to rest the land. And I was in Israel. And Israel, they have, I got to tell you, I'm from the islands, but in Israel, they have the best fruit ever. Right? And I believe that they use a lot of the same principles that God established at the beginning. But God not only did that, he says, not only do you need a weekly rest, you need a daily rest. So he established this and said that every day he kind of mandates that our body kind of shuts down and we get some sleep. And some of us get more than others. Right? And yeah. I'm looking over here at Dion over here, and somebody said that she gets more than everybody else. So you work and then you rest. But not only did he do that, he established also that annually you need to get some rest too. So we call that vacations or our holidays. In the Bible, he's established these festivals, you know, like the Yom Kippur and the festival of Pentecost and Rosh, today we have Rosh Hashanah, and all these days where you take time out and you shut down and you, so you can pause, shut down, recharge, and restart. And so when you think about that, when you think about rest, I want you to think about it from those standpoints. That's what you get to do, because when you do that, you'll be happier, you'll be healthier, and you'll have a better life. You'll feel good about life. Now, before I kind of sit down, I want you to think about rest, though, a little bit differently than you've traditionally thought about rest. So I'm going to give you four letters, and I want you to always remember these four letters, because daily, every day, I want you to do these four things. Weekly, I want you to do these four things. Annually, periodically, annually, I want you to do the four things. Number one, R. It's not rest. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spell out rest right here. The R. I want you to reflect and remember. Reflect and remember. He's like, well, what am I reflecting on? What am I remembering? Well, I'm glad you asked. See, there are three things I want you to reflect and remember every day, every week, and every year in different ways. Number one, I want you to reflect and remember your blessings. Remember your blessings. You know, we can look around and we can look at all the things that are wrong in our life. Man, I just failed that test. Man, I just got that ticket and they got the wrong guy. Where's Matthew? Matthew told me he got a ticket and they got the wrong guy. That's his story to me. So you can think about that as he's paying for the ticket on his own. So, but there's a guy in the Bible, a guy by the name of Jeremiah. And he says, like, you know, when you think about your blessings, you need to kind of, and I say count them. There's a song that says, count your blessings. And you got to name them out, write them out. Think about your blessings. And it's going to surprise you how blessed you are. It's going to surprise you how good you have it. So here's some things that I want you to think about on a daily basis. Think about this nature. That we get to live in a place where we enjoy beautiful nature. I was in China a couple years ago, and a bunch of people were walking around with masks on because there was so much smog. So you get to breathe fresh air. You get to enjoy your spouse, your wife, or your husband, or maybe not. Maybe that's not your blessing. It's supposed to be. maybe that's what you need. Anyway, that's a whole other message altogether. Right, you get to enjoy your kids or your parents or friends. So, or your singleness, there you go. You know, because some people, there's a saying, and I believe this is true, it's better to be happily unmarried than unhappily married. Amen. By far. All right, somebody say preach. So remember to count your blessings. The second thing that I want you to remember is to remember, and the Bible words it a little bit differently. In Hebrews, it's going to word a little bit differently, I say. The Bible says, do not forget to get together for worship, as some of you are in the habit of doing. It's Hebrews 10:25. But really, what I want you to think about that is remember to go to church. And the reason why I say that is not because I'm a pastor and I'm supposed to say that. Well, that is true too, but that's not the reason. The reason is that I believe that when you go to church, and I'm going to give props for Pioneer Community Church, and shout out to PCC Live, to all the folks on Twitter and Periscope. But when you do that, I promise you that every single week that you come into church, you're going to leave church feeling refreshed, not depressed. You're going to feel encouraged, not discouraged. I believe that when you come, you're going to get something that you say, whether you believe it or not, that you can say, let me go out and try this, and if I try this, maybe my life will be better. And I guarantee, and if it doesn't happen to you, I want you to come and tell me, and I'll come and tell the church that somebody said the guarantee will work. I guarantee you that your life will be better. So don't forget this, the getting together of yourself for worship, as some of you are in the habit of doing. Here's what it says in the rest of the verse. It says, instead, let us encourage one another with words of hope. And the third thing to do in your reflect and remember, and that's just the R, is to remember to spend some alone time with God. And that sounds, you know, if you're not like into this whole church thing, it may sound a little bit hokey, but let me tell you why. And I'm going to explain a little bit more in about 5 minutes. But God desires like this like really personal relationship with each and every one of us. God says that, hey, listen, I am right around here. Every time you call, I'm right here. In Psalms 8:4, it actually says that God who created all of this, and some people may say, well, God couldn't create all of this. Here's what I'll tell you, that every scientist knows that you can't have an action without a catalyst, something that starts the action. So whatever you believe in your version of creation, and I'll talk about that some other time, not today, I'll tell you that something, every scientist will agree on this, that something had to start all of this. And the person who started all of this desires a personal relationship with you and with me. And he's like, and a relationship is not anything like really weird or anything like that. He's just saying, all you gotta do is just say in your mind, God, and he's like, yeah. And God is like always listening. He's always listening. And like any relationship, he wants us to talk to him, and he promises that he'll listen to us. And you may say, well, how does God talk to me? And for about 4 weeks, we talked about that. So you can see it on PCC, on pioneercommunitychurch.com, about how God speaks to you. But God, if you say, God, speak to me, I guarantee you'll start to hear him talk to you in your mind and giving you instructions. And God wants to talk to you, and he wants to talk to you in a number of different ways. And we talk about that in it, you know, in the sermon series, so you can look that up. Now, so that's the R, to reflect and remember. The E is daily, weekly, and daily, weekly, and annually, you gotta eat well. All right, you gotta eat, and then there's a second E that's an extra. It's exercise. But I'm gonna talk about eating for a second. Eat and exercise. But we're gonna talk about E. You know, God outlines, the Bible outlines what we're supposed to eat. In Genesis 2, he talks about, he's like, hey, he was telling the people what he created. He's like, you need to eat. Sorry, Genesis 1:29. He's like, eat fruits, grains, nuts, and legumes, which are like beans. All right, here's Mark over here. Fruits, nuts. What else did I say? Legumes and grains. Fruits, nuts, legumes, and grains. You're supposed to eat that. And all our vegetarians out there are like, yes, no meat, no meat, no meat. All our vegans out there, no meat. But just a few chapters later in Genesis 9:2-4. I'm sorry, I'm gonna mess you guys, all you vegans up. You know what he says? After the flood, he said to Noah and all Noah's descendants, he says, I want you to eat animals. Amen, there it goes, like a little carnivore over there. I want you to eat birds, chicken, duck, quail. And I want you to eat fish. You can eat fish, and you can eat steak. He says it, and he says it will be good for you. And then he goes on to say, in addition to grains and veggies. So you get to eat all of that weekly. You need to eat a balanced meal daily. You need to eat well weekly. Take some time, sit down and eat well. You need to eat well, and you need to eat well, eat a balanced meal all the time. So you got your R, and you got your E. You gotta reflect and remember. You gotta eat and exercise. And then you got an S. Anybody can guess what the S is? Wow, you guys read my notes. Sleep. You gotta sleep well. Did you know that lack of sleep makes you sick and tired? And my mother used to always tell me, Gary, I'm sick and tired of you doing that. And I always wanted to tell her, just go to sleep, Mom. You won't be sick and tired anymore. But that wouldn't work too well for the side of my back. I can't say the other word because, anyway. And so when you're tired, your body doesn't function well. Your body doesn't function well at all, and it makes you sick and tired. And that's physically what happens to you. And you know what else happens? You eat more. When you don't get enough sleep, your body releases a hormone that makes you want to eat more because it's trying to recharge and it's trying to restart. And it's like, I need sleep, but y'all ain't giving me no sleep. Bring on that candy. Bring on the cake. And it wants carbs and it wants sweets to give you that quick energy. So if you don't want your body to be sick and tired, you gotta make sure that you sleep. You gotta make sure that you sleep well. And for some of us, this verse, my sister, Thelma, sent me this verse about 10 years ago. And I'm gonna read it for you. Because I have to remember it. Because I don't like to sleep. And I know it's not good. That's why I'm sick and tired. Actually, I just get tired. That's it. Anyway, Psalms 27, 127, verse 2. Here's what King David said. He says, it is senseless for you to work so hard from early in the morning until late at night, thinking that if you don't do this, you're going to starve to death. Thinking that if you don't study from morning till night and till the morning, pull all-nighters, you're going to fail. He said, it's senseless to do that. Because God wants the people that he loves, his loved ones, to get their proper rest. I will tell you this, for a person who has done no sleep and a person who has done a lot of sleep, you actually get more stuff done when you have sleep than when you don't sleep. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but God says, hey, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. There's a song about that. And so what I do now, and I have the benefit of that, but I was doing this before. At work, whenever I'm in the office, and sometimes I have an hour break, and if I didn't get enough sleep the night before, I just literally go out to my car, turn on the air conditioner, crack the window a little bit so that no carbon monoxide could seep in, and I set my watch for 20 minutes. I see one of my sisters over here laughing, I do that. And I come back in refreshed. I come back in rejuvenated. I come back in happy, healthy, and high in life, and I can get more work done. And then I can work late again and start the cycle. Oh, that's a bad plan. So the last thing is, so R, it stands for what? Reflect and remember. The E is eat and exercise. The S is sleep well. And the T stands for togetherness. To get together with people. You know, the fact is that God created us to be social beings, that we need people. And I can't tell you how many times I speak to people and they tell me, man, I'm looking for my special person. I'm looking for my special person. You know why? Because you were designed that way. Right? You were our people saying, I need some friends. I don't have any good friends. We're designed for that way. And take some time on a daily basis to hang out with the people at home. Or get together with some friends on a weekly basis. And get together on an annual basis. Have a party. Get together. Do some stuff. Meet some people. Meet their needs. Let them meet your needs. Just sit down and just talk and just chill and relax. And you will get to live a more productive and a better life. And you'll be healthy, happy, and high in life. And you'll be highly functioning and performing when you get some rest. And so that's what PCC in the Park is about. It's about doing as a church what I just ask you and encourage you to do as individuals. So we're reflecting and we're remembering right now in the song and in my little talk here. In a moment, you're going to eat well. And you're going to play some games and you're going to exercise. And some of you are going to, I know it because it happens every year. Some of you are going to take a nap right out here, right in the chair. I just know it. And when you see it, we're going to take a picture and put it online, just so that you know that. So some people may go in their car. And the last thing is that I want you, if you don't know somebody, whether or not it's your first time here or you've been here forever, to go around and get together with somebody and meet some people and talk to them. Not only that, exchange a number or Twitter handle or Facebook, whatever, right? Instagram, right? So do that and get together, and I guarantee your life will be better as a result of this. Now, before I close, 1 minute. So you can do all of that and you'd still be not happy and not healthy and high in life. And the reason is quite simple, this, that each person is made up of three parts. We're made up of our physical body, we're made up of our emotions, our soul, which is like our personality, right? There's personality, because if you put another personality in this body, you get another person. But we're made up of a third part, spirit, body, soul, spirit. And the spirit, that's a little bit harder to explain, but let me explain that this way. The spirit is what makes decisions for you, is what you use to make decisions. You like, you face a crossroads, you can, I can go this way, or I can go that way. I know this way, or you go that way. And so, in your spirit, there is somebody over here trying to tell you some bad stuff. Take this bad decision. It's going to be so much fun. Go ahead and do that. That's going to be so much fun. Have one more drink. That's going to be so much fun. And this voice over here says, well, I think you've had enough. You're having fun. Enjoy that. The other one says, make this decision. The other one says, nah, that decision is bad. Make this one. This one is good. And some of you, some of us here have actually faced and made some bad decisions, and we're like suffering from that. It's like weighing us down. It's like, I see a brother over here looking at me smiling. He's like, yeah, preach. Preach, Pastor Gary, preach. And it's like, oh man, why did I make that decision? It's weighing you down. And some of us are faced right now with a decision. We have a major decision to make. We can go this way or that way. We don't really know what to do or which way to go. And we're carrying this burden. This is holding us down. And this one, in order to get rest, you can't do anything except one thing. And God says, I want to give you that. In Matthew 11:28, he says this. Everybody, anybody who is burdened down by a bad decision or an indecision, he says, come to me. All of you who labor, you work hard and are burdened down, and I'll give you rest. And if you don't know what that rest is, it's really simple. I'm going to tell you what to do, and then I'm going to ask you, after everybody's talking, to come see me, or there's a couple of the people I may refer you to come and talk. But all you got to do is say, God, I am burdened. I'm heavy burdened. I'm heavy laden, and I need some rest. God, can you take it? And I commit to following you and following you, and I know that you'll lead me into a path of rest. And if you do that, you'll be rested physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and you'll be happy, healthy, and high in life. That's it. So what's the four things? R stands for? Reflect and work. E? Eat well. Eat and exercise. S? And T? All right, there we go. All right, let's just pray, and then I'll tell you what happens next. Father, I just want to thank you for this time, Lord, reflecting and remembering. Thank you for this beautiful day in the park, that we just all have a good time, having all aspects of resting, and that your name will be glorified. Pray that some people meet some people who will just show them that life is so much better when we're all together. In Jesus' name, amen.